Hi, Rich.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm going to turn the TV over because I don't want to watch cycling.
Oh, cycling's crap. Welcome to Proper Sport Does WWE, where cycling is crap. Yeah. Lots to talk about.
Well, yeah, well, seeing as we were here on Monday talking about Backlash, and now it's Wednesday, which means we can talk about whatever's happened between then and now.
Yeah.
And the news, but I think there is any other news, is there?
Nothing major, but we let's go through Raw and SmackDown.
Let's go through Raw, which started with a promo, because they always do.
And it's not Steph.
No. And your man,
Kurt Remember Randall. The period of about 6 months where Steph opened every Raw?
Yes. Kurt Angle came out and said, Money in the Bank, it's great.
Isn't it great?
It's the bestest thing ever. The people climb a ladder, get a briefcase. Apart from when Baron Corbin won and, what's his name? Damien Sandow.
Oh, yeah, Sandow, yeah.
Who just looks like...
And Cena.
Elias.
Yeah. And Cena. Cena didn't... Cena was the first. Cena was the first, wasn't he? Yeah.
Elias is just Damien Sandow, isn't he? With just a bit more hair.
Wow. I didn't notice that. Yeah, true.
Now when you
looks very similar, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Better build. Far better build.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, Kurt Angle came out, and then Brawny the Strowman came out and said something about shaking the treehouse.
He did.
Because he wants to be... Why is he not challenged for the world title anyway?
Because
he should be the number one contender.
Because Brock Lesnar's getting ready for UFC or something, probably.
Because Brock Lesnar's not at Money in the Bank.
I mean, I'm shocked.
Durda. Oh, that's Roman Reigns.
Oh, wait, you mean... I can, no, how, can you do that noise that Brock's is? Like the beginning, like...
No.
Boom. 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 Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, like that.
Yep. Then, following Braun Strowman, was Kevin Owens.
Love KO. And he signed a brand new deal.
He has, so that's
running till WrestleMania 39, when he will turn 39.
Which KO Mania will 39 be?
So, KO Mania 3 this time, so...
I don't know.
I'm struggling. KO...
Mania something. Yeah, right, good.
No, no, WrestleMania, it'll be KO Mania 8, I think.
Right. Well, of course,
I've done maths.
Right, Money in the Bank, right, there's two Money in the Bank matches. One for the boys and one for the girls. And there are four Raw and four SmackDown superstars in each of these events. And the first man in to the Money in the Bank is Braun Strowman beating Kevin Owens. Sure.
And the new cases look good.
Money, 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 money.
What do you think of the new cases?
Get it ordered now from WWEshop.com.
So this is like the fourth iteration in the last 4 years of it.
It's a big green case. And the ladies one is a big white case. That's all you need to know.
No, it's gold. It's gold, isn't it?
Is it gold? I think it looked white.
No. Come on, Richard. Sort it out.
So Braun Strowman is in the...
Braun the Adorable
the
Strowman.
He's not going to win, is he? Because he doesn't need to win. Because he should just get a thing anyway.
He should. Much. He should. But I think it might be sort of his time.
Yeah.
I mean, if Finn won it, I'd be absolutely delighted.
I mean, we don't know who else is in it yet, do we? So it's difficult.
We know some. Because of what happened on Raw.
Yeah, well, let's talk about what else happened on Raw. Because after Braun Strowman... did his thing. Did anything happen after that, or was it Baron Corbin and the Revival versus No Way Jose and Titus Worldwide?
Mid-card mayhem as No Way Jose gets buried alive by the Baron Corbin.
He's very tall.
And you can't see... No.
You can't see that, but he's tall. He's tall.
Yeah.
That's what he does. He's a tall man.
Well, the women's match, we found out that Ember Moon was going to be in it. It was a really good triple threat.
Yeah, it was really
Sasha
good.
Looked great.
Yeah. Ruby Riott's great. I like Ruby Riott.
Yeah, Ember looking good as well. It is, the Eclipse is the best finisher in wrestling in the moment.
Yeah, no, she's great. She's great.
Ember Moon's in it. And then...
Which is interesting that they're pushing her early, isn't it? Because she's only just come onto the roster.
What was that with Jinder and Chad Gable was fine. What preceded it with Jinder going backstage, speaking to Kurt, where Zack Ryder was there?
Yes.
What was that about?
I don't know. We should have brought in our Money in the Bank briefcase for this video. Is it still around? Or is it holding
I'll
up
go
that
get
computer?
It.
No, don't.
No, I'll get it. Carry on.
All right, I'll tell people that. If you go to WWEshop.com now, they're £76. But the bad news is, Tom, you can also get one for a Christmas tree, and right. That's £7. But it's got 30% off. It's like turning to QVC. Or a lunchbox. What's 30% off £7? I should speak into the mic. £4.90. Wow. And the lunchbox is £12.60. The interesting thing about the lunchbox is it doesn't say WWE on it. The WWE logo's not on there. Why is the WWE logo not on there? There it is. See, Tom, on the new ones, it doesn't have the logo on.
Well, the WWE logo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's almost that one we've got there. £18 right now. We didn't pay £18 for it, did we? We paid a lot less than that. It makes a lovely clattering sound. Perfect to put in all your broken SD cards and stuff, I think. So go out and buy. You know, did you nearly buy a briefcase, or that was somebody else?
No.
That was somebody else.
I nearly bought one because we were watching them in Leeds, yeah. And this kid had one that his parent bought, but he also had a title. So clearly,
I'd rather have a title. They've got more money than.
No, it was a kid. It was a kid's title, so it was like £20. Yeah. Looked lost.
Oh, you mean a toy one, not one?
Yeah. Not a proper one, not £100 or £400. And
20% off.
I said to the guy, the little kid, I was like, "Oh, can I have a look, mate?" And because he was like looking at me, and I went, "Yeah." And he let me have a hold of it, and I'm like, "Can I walk around the centre of Leeds with this?" No, I can't. So I considered it briefly. Right. Then I realised I'm a grown, now later 20s man. Who's...
They sell all these titles on the internet, but you can't buy one of the old tag team belts. And I want one of the old tag team belts. I don't want the WCW tag team belt, because WCW was rubbish. I want the WWE, WF proper one. I don't smell them.
Well, coming away from that, we got Heath Slater and Rhino versus Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre, the new Diesel and Shawn Michaels. Yeah.
We missed out the great, exciting interview segment with Bobby Lashley.
Oh, I was kind of hoping to avoid that. What was that about?
And Renee
Bobby
May.
Lashley has a personality everyone. Yeah. He has one.
Yeah.
He's just been hidden.
He was in the army.
He's hidden under layers of muscle and mass.
Nearly went to the Olympics. Once headlined WrestleMania, but they don't tell you who against and why. He's here. And he's going to do some stuff.
Is he, though?
I don't know.
Give it a year.
Bobby Roode beat Elias.
Yeah.
Because, you know, 50-50, innit? And, because Bobby Roode last week severely injured his throat until everyone saw that replay where you could tell he didn't touch it. So now he's not even mentioning it. Seth, Monday Night Rollins.
We're not talking about the broken Hardys, broken Matt Hardy.
That comes after this.
Ah, all right.
Seth Rollins beat Mojo Rawley, which was quite... I enjoyed that match.
It was a good match. But it is just literally a carbon copy of the Cedar Invitational Tournament or whatever it's called.
Challenge.
Yeah, challenge, that's the word.
Yeah.
Although I like Seth, I just don't like how ridiculous the commentary is. And I understand they're big fans of him. And that's a good point, but it's just it becomes irritating.
The workhorse.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just let the matches talk for themselves.
I still don't like the fact they call it the workhorse belt. We know that.
You're not supposed to say it.
So the Hardys and Bray Wyatt, Matt Hardy, that is, and Bray Wyatt, they beat Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas, which was interesting for many reasons. I think they could do something with Axel and Dallas. I don't know what. And Bray Wyatt versus his brother. But I don't think they actually touched. So, everyone knows their brothers, but that was odd.
It was odd. And then, by the way, yeah, Seth versus Mojo was good. I couldn't care less about the Raw tag titles at the moment. That's just my personal preference. Whereas the Intercontinental title is a start. Well, it's a study in contrast between those two titles for me, because I'm really interested in sort of Seth's matches and who he comes up against, whereas with the Raw tag titles at the moment, I really couldn't give two
but
shits.
Who are the challengers for Hardy and White? Because it's not the bar anymore.
No, and it needs to be probably the Authors of Pain. Where are they?
Yeah.
Where are they?
And who else? The tag teams on Raw, I think.
There are a few.
Oh, Ziggler and McIntyre, I guess. Yeah, but they've done the revival, haven't they, by making jobbers. Titus Worldwide jobbers.
Worldwide. Yeah. And then the main event.
Yeah.
Which was quality. Oh. Just don't let Roman Reigns win. Oh. And what happened? He didn't bloody win.
Da-da. No. Finn Balor is the second man into the Money in the Bank ladder match.
Looking good doing it as well, my boy Finn.
Thing.
Stop had to beat thing. Sammy, of course, because Roman can't take a pin on regular television.
So that was Raw.
And it was...
Well, the thing with Raw is now, we've got weeks until Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a very slow build-up to the programme. I'm not liking these videos where random people come on and go, I want to be in Money in the Bank, and it's like the Ascension of thinking, you ain't in Money in the Bank, mate. You ain't getting in. It's not like the Greatest Royal Rumble where everyone pitches up. There's only eight places. You ain't going to get into four of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, just forget it, lads. Try to do something else. The Ascension. The future of authors are paid. No, surely not.
I'm hoping not. Coming over to SmackDown, let's summarise what happened on SmackDown and kicking off with Jeff.
No. Kicking off with Paige coming out and saying... Right. Oh, hang on. Kicking off with Paige coming out. Hang on. Kicking off with Paige coming out.
Paige here.
Right.
As you said, wasn't Backlash great? And everyone went...
Not really.
We like you, so we're going to go... She's there with her boobs and stuff.
Richard.
That's part of her gimmick.
Richard, it's not solely her gimmick.
Well, no, it's not solely her gimmick. It's she's a like kind of goth person.
Sort of.
And that's... Well, what is she then?
Her gimmick now is authority.
She is authority. And like Stephanie, how you get authority in wrestling. Yeah. And The Miz beat Jeff Hardy. Which is the only result it could have been, because Jeff Hardy is currently the US champion.
Yeah, and also it serves well Miz on the back of a pretty... Well, the best match of the card on Backlash. So, and it was an all right match, good opener. Yeah. Fair play to both. Highlight of the night next for me. I love heel Shinsuke. I said when Shinsuke turned heel, he had all the chance to be the coolest character on WWE at the moment. And right now, who's the coolest character on WWE? Well, it's bloody Shinsuke Nakamura, Shinsuke Nax. Loving it. Renee Young obviously being like, well, we know you can speak English. Yeah, sorry, I forgot. It's brilliant.
Oh, no, and of course, before that, Sheamus and Cesaro are backstage in a skit, and they open their bags, and they're full of pancakes. But who could have put them there?
No idea.
Oh, pancakes. Sanity are coming.
As is Andrea Chelnarmas. Yeah. And then Carmella's going to be throwing a celebration over in London. A celebration. Yes. I thought, she's a great heel. She's a great heel.
She can't wrestle, though.
Yet. But you bash these sort of talents that are still kind of a bit to develop. Mandy Rose is one that's getting a lot of flack for what happened on Tuesday in the comments and things like that. They're still developing, right? Could you go in?
But then there's a place for them to develop. It's called the NXT.
Yeah. So they've been brought up too fast. Exactly. Right, okay. Well,
it's never the people's fault, it's the booking.
No, it's definitely that's the thing. We talk about it week on week. You've never got such a good slew of the roster. And yet here we are, because of bad booking, the programming shit.
Oh. So that was Carmella. She's coming to London. Get excited, people.
AJ, go on.
He's going to be in the Money in the Bank. No, he's not.
No, he's not. AJ Styles, his attack on his scrotum got him a bit pissed off, of course. So he's talking about how he's going to get rid of and vanquish his big nemesis that is Shinsuke Nakamura.
Well, we've got to wait and find out what kind of gimmick match they'll do, don't we? Because they've already done one. They're going to do a different one.
I mean, the WWE delaying for another week. That doesn't sound like them.
Well, they have got weeks to fill.
Yeah.
My favourite people in professional wrestling right now. Hiya! Whatever they say. The Iconics. They're great.
They're very good heels. Incredibly good heels. Annoying and arrogant and brilliant.
I watched a bit of SmackDown yesterday on mute. On the monitor. In the
and you still heard her?
No, but there was still. You can just see how great they are. It's just been annoying. They're really, really good at being annoying. But there you are.
Charlotte carrying her a bit in Peyton Royce in this one.
Of course,
it would have helped if Billy Kay maybe interrupted and actually got the win for Peyton.
Yeah, but I guess they don't want Charlotte to lose twice in a row, which I don't really
doesn't
understand.
Hurt. Well, she's established now. It's like Roman.
I know. We like the Iconics, though. I would buy a T-shirt, but I'd like with the... No, I'm not going to buy an Iconics T-shirt because I'm like a dick with it. It's like buying a Alexa Bliss T-shirt. When you see those 40-year-old men on Instagram with their Alexa Bliss t-shirts, you think, no. So that was that bit. Daniel Bryan was warming up to get ready for his exciting match later with Rusev. So that happened. Xavier Woods lost to Cesaro.
All right, match.
So what's the... is that kind of like those two teams are fighting to decide who loses to the Bludgeons next door?
I think so, but it's also just it's something to fill 10 minutes. Is that bad?
Oh,
I want Cesaro solo this year. And I want it bad. I want him to just have such a good run.
Yeah.
But they won't.
Mandy Rose.
This match.
Without Sonya Deville.
Yeah.
Who was banned from ringside.
Thanks to Paige.
For being Sonya.
Which was interesting that we were by the gorilla position. It's called the gorilla position, isn't it? Interesting that they filmed it there.
Because she had her hair up to square up as well. And then she couldn't square up with anyone.
And then, baby girl. You're not going out there. You're banned. Cheers, Paige.
Paige here.
And but Mandy Rose, of course, going against Becky. And let's not lie, it's not the best. But I for one, still think there's room for development for both Mandy and Sonya. A lot of flack that people don't like the fact that Becky is once again suffering.
She's like, they're booking her like Daniel Bryan, aren't they? But the female version.
Well, not really.
He loses all the time, and then the fans get behind. But that only works with Daniel Bryan.
I don't think that's how they're booking it.
I do like a Bam Bam Bigelow style outfit, though.
Mandy's good, and so's Sonya. But they just, like I say, I think they do need to still develop. And the thing is, it's a big jump from NXT to the main card when you've not wrestled anywhere else.
But wasn't that the same finish as Charlotte and Carmella last week? Pretty much.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, yeah.
Not with the injury and stuff.
Right? Yeah.
And then...
Great main event.
Yeah. It is Rusev Day versus Daniel Bryan, and Rusev Day won.
So clean as well.
Yeah.
Big assist to Casper. The fact is, it's relatively clean.
Yeah.
And it's just, obviously, it's 2 months too late for Rusev. Yeah, and he's going to be in the Money in the Bank ladder match. And this is what I told you that Daniel Bryan will do. He'll come along and help these sort of talents.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan loses nothing from this. It's green. No, no, no. It's green. I knew it was green, the tile. The box, briefcase thing. And overall, not a bad SmackDown. No. There's but certainly getting better. But, yeah.
I'm trying to think of anything else that happened on Raw or SmackDown to talk about, but...
Oh, can I talk about Big Cass's promo that's on YouTube?
Go on.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's like 3 minutes, but it feels longer, of Big Cass just basically arrogantly talking about fans and YouTube commenters, tweets, Facebook comments, and how he doesn't need it in his career to justify his, like, pleasure or his pride in his work, things like that.
Yeah.
His promo work has come on leaps and bounds. He's sounding fantastic. To the point where he almost, like, reminded me of Edge.
Yeah.
When I've watched Edge, when he was, like, in... is it WrestleMania 25, where in the build-up he just goes to John Cena, "I hate you. I hate your boots. I hate the way you stand. I hate the way you run to the ring. I hate you, John Cena," and all that. He reminded me of that. And there's definitely room for growth. And I think having him in this feud with D-Bry could help him. Best of luck, Big Cass. Because you're really tall, I don't want you to beat me up.
Is it the news section?
Yeah, let's go to news.
Is Alexa Bliss injured or not? We don't know.
WWE tweeted about a shoulder injury.
Is she really injured or she's not really injured? That's the question I should have asked.
What do you mean?
Well, as I say, is she really injured or not really injured?
Well, I'll try and have a look for that, but whilst we do wait, I think the big news this week
I've Googled it and no one knows.
All right, okay. Well, the big news this week is we're going to be getting possibly another Match of the Year candidate at New Japan.
Yes.
We're getting Kenny Omega and, of course, Okada for... this time it's going to be 2 out of 3 falls with no time limit, which is basically unheard of in New Japan. And it could be... I think Dave Meltzer's already jizzing in his pants at the thought of giving it 7 stars.
Seven's a lot of stars.
Now, that's what everyone's sort of going with. And I apologise for being so crass, everyone. I didn't mean that. But it's going to be great. And it's another reason that I can watch... I'll repay up for the New Japan Pro World. And we're going to get it, I think, in about like a month's time, roughly.
Yeah.
Very excited, very keen to see how this goes, and I think it'd be a great time for Kenny Omega to finally reach the top of the mountain. Or, which I'm expecting to happen, yeah. Cody Rhodes is going to cost him.
Cody?
What?
Cody not Rhodes.
Oh, sorry, right.
And I'll get sued. It's like when we did the Too Sweet thing, we get a cease and desist thing.
Yes. Carrying on with the news, Danny Burch, former NXT star. Star, in inverted commas.
He's now another star of NXT. He's back.
He signed a full-time deal. NXT deal, so he's now a fully fledged member of the roster. So best of luck to him, and we'll see if he manages to break through. I kind of doubt it. This was about a week ago, but The Rock, his Seven Bucks production company, they've started making films, obviously, haven't they, and all that. John Cena has been cast in a film for The Rock's production company, so that'd be interesting ish.
There's more new signings to World Wrestling Entertainment in the world of women's professional wrestling. And they are more friends of Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler, because Jessamine Duke and Marina Shafir have joined. They are the four horsewomen. I hold my fingers crooked as if I'm Arn Anderson. I don't know why.
Yeah, Arn Anderson does it almost like it's a no effort.
But he was awesome.
Love you, Arn. Love the enforcer.
So they've joined, so maybe we'll have some kind of four-on-four match at some point. I don't know. So there you go. I've never seen them fight, so I don't know how good they'll be. But if they're as good as A, Shayna Baszler is, and B, Thingy Bob, Ronda, they'll be all right. And reading here on WWE.com, because that's how we do research, do it live on the air, you know, it's recorded, Shafir is known as the supernova from Moldova. And is engaged to NXT superstar Roderick Strong. So, you know, the Bellas were rubbish. But as soon as Brie Bella went down with Daniel Bryan, she got better at wrestling.
Okay.
Roderick Strong's quite good at wrestling, isn't he? He's all right. So, she should be all right as well.
Yeah.
Learn it by osmosis. Didn't work for Nikki Bella. You know.
And what a way to end the show.
Well, what can you do? Is there any other news? I don't know. I'm on the WWE website right now. But
that's it, really.
No. We might as well just keep this thing short. There's no point talking about stuff that
hasn't happened, yeah.
No.
Well, anyway, thanks for joining us. Proper Sport Does WWE. You can find us on the iTunes.
We need to get a Proper Sport Does WWE t-shirt, but without having WWE on it, so we can make some merch money.
Oh, no one will buy that.
But still, it doesn't cost anything, so we need to do some podcast merch, because all of the other podcasts do.
Yeah, well, the new Proper Sport shop opens pretty much in June, but you can get yourself a 25% discount if you are listening to the podcast, by the way. It's not like, I mean, other shows are going to tell you, but this is a trade secret for you. If you use the password proper, and the promo code proper, you get 25% off. Right, that's your entire order. Yeah. If you wanted a proper rugby league shirt or anything like that.
I think we should make a shirt that says, PS does WWE. It was Raw. It lasted 3 hours. It was a show. Whatever that phrase is.
It happened.
It happened, yeah. It happened. They got on a t-shirt. It happened.
Raw.
Because that's...
It was three hours on telly and it happened.
Just it happened. Because it's ambiguous then. People would wear it. It could be the next big status symbol in stuff.
It's not going to be like What Culture or Cultaholics t-shirts where it's like John O'Clock or something.
Hang on, do you think anyone buys those t-shirts?
Yeah, loads did, yeah. They did. Yeah. I didn't buy one,
geeks, though. Well, our t-shirts aren't for geeks.
What are our t-shirts for, then?
Proper people. It's like proper sport, isn't it?
Richard Shaw, right, insulting half our audience, right.
What, three people?
But I love those three people that listen, and they, you know, those three people that listen. And if you are listening right now, you've no idea how much we appreciate it, because
we love you all.
We do it. We do this because it's just an excuse for me and Richard to talk about wrestling. But we do it also because we hope that you enjoy the show as well.
Yeah, because it's only like 25 minutes today.
This is really introspective. I don't like it. All right, can we let's end it there. Right,
that's episode. Stop the program.
That's episode 38. Subscribe, like, do all that stuff. 25% off on the Proper Sport Shop.
Proper Sport Shop.
Have a good day, whatever you're doing.
Adios. So long, everybody.